The order requires Chemours to stop any discharges of Gen-X, the toxic chemical found in the Cape Fear River. The company says it has already done that. It also requires that Chemours stop the release of two compounds called Nafion byproducts 1 and 2 in its wastewater stream. Friday's court date came days after the Department of Environmental Quality threatened to pull Chemours' discharge permit due to environmental contamination, and after the state issued a notice of violation against Chemours after high levels of Gen-X and its predecessor, C8, were found in Chemours' Fayetteville Works facility groundwater. New Hanover County Commissioner Woody White.
What it is a good first start on holding the company accountable for its releases into the river that we've all felt since we heard this were illegal, not allowed under the permit, and this is the first real legal acknowledgement of that.
White says Chemours has no business keeping secrets.
While there certainly are reasons, for example, why you'd want to keep the 12 special herbs and spices secret in Kentucky Fried Chicken, there's no reason why in the permit process you'd ever want to allow a company to keep what it's putting in the river to be a secret from the general public. And so I'm hopeful that that will result in more information being put out there so that the health officials can then tell us really what it is that our citizens have been consuming for 30 plus years.
For Commissioner White, Friday's ruling was the best news he has heard since the Star News broke the story in June.
It is. We've been asking for and begging for, to be honest with you, enforcement action to be taking place, and we're very thankful that it's late, better late than never, that it's happening.
The partial consent order includes that Chemours will give immediate permission to EPA for DEQ to review confidential business information. Dana Sargent of Clean Cape Fear, a group of concerned organizations and citizens, says the order is a solid step forward.
Pleased with that. We're pleased with the fact that they're enforcing Chemours to provide more of their confidential business information to the DEQ so that they can continue this investigation, and that they're, you know, requiring them to respond with, you know, what I think was the quote, good faith efforts.
She adds that not all the news Friday was positive.
You know, we were a little shaken by Board of Commissioner Chairman Peterson up there in Bladen County, who's threatening to sue the state. You know, we understand that, you know, the concern he's claiming is for the folks that work at the plant. And that's, of course, the concern of everybody. Nobody wants people to lose jobs. But, you know, from our view, the elected officials, the appointed officials should all be working with the state against the guilty party, which is obviously not the state. That's Chemours.
County Chair Charles Ray Peterson worked for DuPont for 26 years in Fayetteville. Sargent says enough with the politics.
And that's kind of what we're hoping stops. We just want, you know, all hands on deck. Any of the legislative officials, any of appointed officials, everybody should be working for the same goal against the actual guilty party, which is obviously not the state. It's Chemours and DuPont. So if they would all work together against the actual guilty party, we could get a lot more accomplished.
Both DEQ and Chemours agreed that Bladen County Judge Douglas Sasser should continue to preside over the case as it moves forward. Chemours did not respond to a request for comment. For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.